He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero, turn mower, and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good. Oh, wow, what a shot. Good morning, PB.
Good morning. I already got my wallpaper picked out for the office.
Hey, this is, you've been out here, man. This is sweet. They've got three buildings. The building we are in is building number three. It's got two courts. The other ones each have one court that can be used for basketball, volleyball, birthday parties, you name it, anything you want to do. But you've been out here, Pat, just really top-notch facilities. Really looks cool on the outside, too. I mean, it looks like something out of Vegas or Dallas or somewhere, Atlanta, something like that.
Oh, it's an incredible facility. Last time I was there, we were working out with Terrion Burgess, who's Little Rock now. And hopefully he stays with Coach Travis Ford. He's an incredible talent. Coach Hendricks, obviously, he's got some talent. He knows how to identify it. He knows how to develop it. He knows how to culture it. And they're doing a fantastic job. So I'm excited to get back out there. As a matter of fact, I'll be back next week. They're finally putting in the old ivory. And hopefully this will be for good. I'll be back. Here's a little.
You should have a
warning.
Don't you agree, Roger? There should be a satellite office here. They should be able to come with him. Excuse me, I'm looking for Pat Bradley's office. Yeah, should be right there next to David Hendricks Jr. or Senior, either one.
At the very least, you should have some frequent flyer mileage, or your dentist should validate your parking.
the one kid that we talked to today, Anthony Spratt Jr., class of 2028, four-star recruit right now, ranked 19th in the country for the class of 2028, ranked number four shooting guard in the class of 2028 in the country. 6'6", two-time All-State players, a freshman and sophomore, scored over 1,000 points already in his high school career. Started as a freshman on the first ever Benton, state basketball championship, and has had college offers from Coach Cal, Georgia Tech, Auburn, Fresno State, UAPB. And again, he's a youngster. There'll be a lot more of that to come. Are you familiar with him at all? Just too young.
Just through the name. I didn't get a chance to watch him. Hopefully, maybe when I come back this summer, well, next week or the next couple months, get a chance to see him. But just, Bryant Benton, Flint County has been.
Yeah, how about that?
Over the last, I would say, I started doing a lot of work in Flint County about maybe 15 years ago with some of the athletics and Coach Cali. You remember Coach Cali, the football coach there, and his family? And they've been able to build up, I think, over the last, we know the not only the growth of the schools, but I think the communities and then what the youth programs, and then what follows is the high school program. And you see the results. I mean, they've really some of the best in the state, right? I mean, when we look at what's going on in Benton, Bryan, and some of the other surrounding areas. And it's been fun to watch because what it was 20 years ago, when I first moved back in 2004, I actually lived in Bryan.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
So I had an apartment out of Hurricane Creek.
Gotcha.
So, and to see, and it's just so beautiful. I mean, it's one of those areas that, as you guys know, and Scat Daddy's been there playing Blaine Gardner for a while there, and it's just so beautiful that had no place. They're being still growing,
well,
I suppose.
That's right. It's a nice little bedroom
about
community.
About a month ago playing golf. Hurricane
Creek,
actually.
Oh, wow. Thanks for hauling it.
You think about it, you've got Bryant went back-to-back state championships.
Too.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I didn't realize this. So I was, I don't know if you guys remember, I was back in town like a month and a half ago or whatever. and I went to downtown Benton, and I was floored. I don't know if you guys have been the rest. I got you know a couple of nights where we went to a major restaurant there. We went shopping.
I live there, so yeah, I go there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Kate Moore's got you know Justin's wife's got two stores there. Right. You know,
my wife
SoCo.
My wife does. She spends at least a weekend a week. downtown.
You know, I was thinking too, but you're right. You think about it. Bryant has won two state championships in basketball back to back, and then you know, obviously Benton has been to two, won one of the two in 2025. And before that, Roger, if you had to go back and name who were the greatest basketball players out of Saline County, going back 25 or 30 years, would you go Allie Freeman? Well, that was Allie? No, not Allie. It was Freeman. It was
Cuts.
Cuts. Willie Cuts. That's
Willie
the only
Cuts.
Name that I recall.
And it was basketball. You know, now Doug Hendricks
won a state championship, right?
Well, he didn't. I think he played in one. But David Hendricks, the senior, won the state championship in Benton football back in, I want to say, 76,
yeah,
maybe
late 70s.
And then his son won his state title of. In high school basketball, and Doug tried. Doug was on the basketball team, but it was all baseball for the longest
was big.
Time.
Baseball,
I mean, we heard about Willie Cutts. We heard about Benton back in the day, and Benton was bigger than Bryant.
That's right.
And
sure was.
It's
amazing that now Bryant's a bigger classification.
Pretty good. But,
so, Pat, another thing they've got going on, they've got a referees camp, and they got one of the high school coaches, or maybe I think he's a high school coach, but he's also helping out with – you know, helping these referees learn.
Yeah.
Last year we had a Payne Harding, Rush Harding's son, who was obviously at Cash. He was in this basketball camp as a referee learning, and all these guys are learning, Pat, which is I love it, man. This is how you get better. You show up and call games and let high school guys get after you.
And they want to be. Yeah. Pat, now listen. Now we know about as far as referees go. When we hear, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I get a good friend, Cole Hendrickson, who played locally high school that wants to get into that. But we do have Doug Shouse, Don Daly. We have a lot of SEC basketball referees.
You bet. You bet. Nobody likes them.
We should have Daly on here.
Don Daly will be here on the show. He was here with us last year, and we've already gotten some hate from Russellville, even though that's where he's from. And, yeah, you're right, high-profile guys in the league. We got, of course, you're hearing games behind us, so just bear with us. But, Pat, what did you think of the Knicks? They got it done. Brunson, what a story, 45 in the championship game, and 53 years, finally, the title comes back to New York.
Yeah, it was a special year. It was New York. The Knicks team, they were a fun team to watch because it was, although Jalen Brunson's MVP and the way they played together, the chemistry was a fun game to watch. And, you know, I go a little bit back. I played against Brunson's father in high school.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He grew up, he's from New York originally, but he moved to Salem. You guys remember Salem Witches and the Witch Trials and everything?
Yeah.
So his father ended up moving to Salem, Massachusetts, and played at Salem High School. I was in the eighth grade, and I played varsity summer league. So we played in the same league together. And Rick Brunson, he played in the NBA, played at Temple, but he was similar. Lefty, strong, good body control. His father could score, could shoot. But he was more of a traditional point guard, where Jalen is obviously a score and assist man. But I know his father, so it was pretty cool to see like a Rick Brunson 2.0 and Jalen Brunson, because they look alike. I mean, they're
so.
So it's kind of cool to see that.
I don't remember. Basketball is not my game that I follow closely, but I saw the story that it's the first time you've ever had three players that played together, win a college national championship, also played together, win an NBA championship, which is really a remarkable stat. I just don't remember that Villanova team. Was Brunson the star of that Villanova national championship team?
He was exactly the same as what he is with this Knicks team. He was the best player. He was the leader, but he wasn't you know, he's got a funny game. It's not like LeBron where he's going to just, you know, a freight train just bowl over you. Or,
right.
You know, Jokic, where Jokic is sort of like a, you know, this 7-foot dude that you can't keep your eyes off of. Or even Steph Curry, where Steph Curry is just electric. You just can't keep your eyes off Steph Curry. Brunson's more of a methodical grinder, and he just beats you up over 48 minutes, literally beats you up over 48 minutes. And that's how those Villanova teams were. They methodically, they all moved together, and it was just a beautiful, you know, everybody knew when to cut. Everybody knew when to pass. Everybody
knew great when to teamwork. Pass. It's teamwork, man. Teamwork.
And he's in, but the great thing about Brunson is, although he's the most skilled, he also understands how to know when to let other guys step up and do their thing, you know. So it's a really an incredible. It was a fun deal. Now, you know, I hate New York.
I know you do.
But if there's a New York Knicks team to win it, that's definitely a good one to root for.
Yeah, it's so I was gonna ask, is Acuff, would you compare it? You know, they say the same thing about Acuff Jr., that he was undersized. They say Brunson is an undersized point guard. Is it the same kind of deal? Is Acuff the kind of scorer that Brunson is, or is it two different things?
It's similar, definitely the strength, the body. The one thing that Brunson has. And, you know, Acuff should be watching him. That's a good actual comparison because there's nobody in the world that is as good as Brunson. Change of speed, change of direction, understanding when to make contact to create space. All those little things are what separates guys like Brunson to, you know, somebody who is averaging 8 points in the NBA versus 28 points. Or even 18
right.
to 28. So, but I think the other thing, too, Brunson, he's got an incredible will. I mean, I think that's the other thing that we forget. You know, this, like I said, I go back to kind of knowing a little bit about his father and knowing how he conducted himself in high school and watching him throughout college. And there's just, there's a little bit of an edge. You can't be the Finals MVP at 6'2" without having.
No, you can tell. Yeah, his personality. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell he's got an edge to him.
He's no nonsense.
By the way, if you
he's no nonsense.
Yeah.
Like
you bet.
Like the story about Joe Johnson, and I love this story. And you guys know Joe Johnson, but the thing that separated Joe was Joe lived in the gym. He would go home or go back to his dorm. He didn't screw around. Joe, he played, you know, video games, and it wasn't like it was. He wouldn't do anything. It was basketball. It was. He wasn't in the gym. He'd be just in his room sleeping and playing video games. I mean, these guys are serious, serious. They take it serious. There's no distraction, and that's why Joe Johnson still today could play in the NBA, and he's still, you know, in my estimation. Most talented guy that I ever played against. But that's
Pat,
Jalen Brunson.
Pat, real quick, I want to do two things. I want to thank again our sponsors for Pat Bradley, Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter.
Thank you both.
Thank them both for sponsoring Pat each week. Of course, you know, Bath Fitter will make sure and put you in an amazing shower tub.
Yeah.
And Cabot will give you
everything.
You
don't believe it, come look at mine.
That's right. And Cabot Outdoors will give you everything you need to do to take care of your yard. Pat, we're joined now by Don Daly, who is a well-known referee from Russellville. Say something, Don.
What's up, Pat? What's up, buddy?
He is 100% correct on video replay. I've never seen any referee be 100% video replay correct. Don Daly.
Hey, Pat, that's what happens now when you get old. You get the second look at it. You know, it's pretty easy when we get multiple looks.
You didn't used to have that, right? When you started, did you have that?
Yeah,
you
didn't? No, we didn't have that. You know, now we got a crutch over there. The good thing is you walk over to the video and you got Pat over there, and he's already giving me the answer before I get there, shaking it off. Or that.
For those that don't know, so Don, we talked to you last year. You're a Russellville guy, born and raised in Russellville.
Absolutely.
You've been, just looking at notes here, you've been selected. You've been in the NCAA tournament for, what, 15-plus years?
18 years.
18 years
yes,
now
sir.
You've done that. So it's funny. Yeah. We had you on last year, and we didn't get the message. We have a text line. We've already got some hate from you today.
Oh, great.
We hate Don Daly. Yeah, we hate him.
You're doing your job.
Doing my job, baby. Right. Doing my job.
I don't know if you or Doug Shouse gets the most hate between the two.
Well, I'd like to say Doug does, but he's my buddy. So
Doug's been in a little bit longer than you, right?
He has.
Yeah.
He has.
So this is, Pat, this is also in addition to being a basketball camp for the kids to be seen by coaches. This is a referee camp as well, right, Don?
Yeah, we've got – it's called Perspective. And we're trying to train young officials, high school, some small college guys, on the ins and outs of officiating, not just in between the court lines and teaching them how to call fouls, no fouls, how to play on, but actually how to take care of the referee business. I mean, when it comes to travel, where it comes to stay, how to be a good partner, how to communicate with coaches, just things like that. And we've got people from Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. We're growing. We're trying to make officiating better in the state of Arkansas. That's what we're trying to do.
I see a message from some of our text lines.
I'll say this, Don. When I finished playing, I was moved back to Boston, and I was, you know, doing a little substitute teaching, and my father was a referee. And so I picked up some games. And I never just put it like most of my games ended up in fist the cuffs or a player throwing a basketball at my head.
Hey, I understand that. Scotty
so
Thurman.
Anybody who wants a perspective of try being a referee and official, and you'll instantly get some kind of perspective.
Was it Scotty that was at Parkview? Who was
yeah.
it? Scotty
yeah,
Thurman's
yeah.
at Parkview.
Yeah.
So I went to watch a game to help some referees, and at Parkview they have a loft above the court. And so at the end of the game, we're walking off, and I'm walking off with the officials, and here comes a hot ball, about 88 miles an hour fastball from the top of this deal going, leave and never come back.
Wow.
And after that, Scotty and I became pretty good friends.
Wow.
We had a good visit after that. But it just shows you, you know, like you said, it can end in good, it can end in bad. So,
I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I had coaches who, they had their, you know, the not the chalkboard, but the thing you write on the sidelines. I mean, they cracked it over an official's head. I mean,
All right, let's ask Don this. Don, who is the not being negative, but who is the probably from a reactionary standpoint, the coach or coaches that you've dealt with, maybe not still coaching, but maybe in the past, that boy, you know, this guy brings the heat, you know, every game.
This is pretty easy on this, and he's not coaching now. Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Bruce was a man's man. He's such a great guy, but. He was so fiery on the sideline, and he's a big guy. And Bruce was one that, you know, I mean, coaches aren't really supposed to touch us, you know, when we're live action and stuff. Well, Bruce would grab a hold of you, you know, and he'd get a hold of you and bump and, you know, but wasn't doing it in a mean way type thing, but he wanted to make sure you had your attention, and he wanted you to look at him. Well, crap, you can't look at him and referee the game while it's going on, but he was one that for young guys, it was hard to learn. But you could go at him man-to-man with that. That's what we like about coaches. If you can go at them and talk and you get it knocked out and then you move on to the next play, then the game stays smooth. It's the ones that just a constant nag. And then you.
Well, Don, we hear from Hall of Famer Walt Coleman and some of the things that he's told us about on the sideline, that the coach is there working. Not just, I mean, at the, you know, pregame work and talk about your family, do all that sort of thing. Same thing happened with you guys?
100%.
Is that right?
100%.
Give me some of the guys. What do they come up to you and talk to you about?
a lot of times they well, they got all assistant coaches nowadays. Yeah. There's four or five assistants. Well, they know where you are the night before, probably where you're going the day of. They'll come up and talk to you. Hey, I saw you at South at Musselman at South wherever. California or whatever. They saw you at Auburn the night before. Well, why didn't you tee that coach up? But you're quick to give Coach Cal a tee, or you're quick to do, you know, I mean, so they work you that way.
Okay.
But then usually in November and December, they always want to talk about the family and how things are going and Christmas and do.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, they're
– soft start. That's a soft
start. It's a soft push, and then here comes the heat, basically.
If you
– Don, I had a front row seat to one of the great, I mean, it was like the Hatfield and McCoys with Nolan Richardson versus the referees.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, in his Hall of Fame speech, he referenced Bob Delaney, who I love Bob, and he's a great, if you guys don't know Bob Delaney, look, Google.
Bob Delaney is one of the masters of communication and officiating.
Yeah.
Master.
One of the great officiators. So, Coach Richardson, you know, we did, obviously, we were 40 minutes of hell. And you remember John Clockerty?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so Coach Richardson and Baz and Roger, John Clockerty is an older guy. Don Daly's in great shape. Clockerty, you know, this is in the mid-90s. Coach Richardson would be berating him. You're too old, fat and out of shape to stay up with us.
That's funny.
You can't see that call and run back with us, you old 30. Something to behold.
But you know, Pat, what I love about all these coaches, even from legends like Coach Richardson and these guys, they're so harsh sometimes on the sideline, and people that sit around and they hear these coaches go with us, and they're like, man, you allow them to say that and to talk like – most of the time it's all part of the game and within the game. It's the game within the game.
You bet.
And so as a referee, as you get to this level that we're at, you can't take it personal. You know, you can – now sometimes they cross the line, and they know when they do, and they get a penalty, and we move on. But what's so great is, like this summer, if any of them walked in, they'd shake hands, hug you. I mean, you can still be friends and be professional and have respect for each other.
Yeah, turn it on, turn it off.
But when the game's on, it's on. It's on.
You brought up Bruce Pearl, so I'm going to tell you this quick Bruce Pearl story. I don't know how long you're going to be with the guys, but – so I got a call from the league office when I was commentating the game. And so every time I go to a shoot-around with these coaches, all they do is show me video of how the officiating is going against them. Every coach has a two-minute video that they send to the office, the league office, about how the officiating is that. So Bruce Pearl is hammering me all shoot-around. This particular player, watch how he boxes out. Watch how he boxes out. So during the game, I go, I was talking to coach, and he says, they should be calling this foul, and they're not. Game's over, and I got a call from the league office and say, do not let Coach Pearl play you like that. He is trying to manipulate the calls from the officials. So it's not just you guys. Coach Pearl is a mastermind in trying to get everybody to get those calls.
He's one of the all-time best. He really is. He does a good job on the media and stuff. But all coaches are the same. When the game's on, they go at it. They love it.
Especially you got a guy like Coach Cal, who's been around forever, coached at all the levels from
every
NBA.
Level.
Yeah. So you know you're dealing with a guy who's seen so much basketball. There's a respect there, too.
Well, a guy like that, you don't come and tell him what you think you know or what you do. He already knows it. I mean, he knows the answer before it comes out.
Yeah.
And so you just have to visit with him and talk to him. And with Coach Cal, I found you got to listen a whole lot more than you speak. And because when that happens, most of the time he answers his own question, or we agree to disagree, or we agree that, I messed up and we got to move on and we're going to get better.
Coach,
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Don, are you having – have things gotten better? Are you seeing a few more people that want to get into the biz?
We are.
Good.
We are. And I appreciate you guys from last year, because we actually picked up two people that heard it from
great.
The show.
Oh, so
and
nice.
I was going to – I never got a chance to tell you guys that, but they heard from the show, and they're like, this officiating, you know. One thing that they mentioned, and I think I mentioned last year, the reason I like coming on to do something like this is we want people to realize we're just normal guys, too. You know, referees aren't the bad guys that you know, yeah, we have to make sure we keep things between the lines safe and equal and all that stuff, but we're not mean people. We're just normal guys, and you can referee and be a good dude.
You can't let things get personal. Yeah. And it's easy. We're human to be able to do that.
100%.
You're going into the profession knowing that you want to do something that you love. That maybe you can't coach. Maybe you can't play. I don't know what it is, but you love the game. And we just know how negative things have been in the last several years.
100%.
You have to have a particular disposition. For example, here's one for a listener says, the best thing that I can say about Don Daly, he's a great insurance agent.
I like this guy. That's awesome.
That's a great coach talking to you. Like, the best thing about you is you know what I'm saying.
We said this last year, Don. We need to get you on the show away from here.
Sure.
Get you in the studio. I don't know what your summer's like, but I need to make sure and get your number before we get out of here.
We can do it.
I think you coming on here.
He can referee the pastor. What do you do?
The clergy bowl.
The clergy bowl.
The clergy bowl.
Clergy bowl. No basketball there.
Oh, no.
But always great to see you.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you jump back on the show when you're not working here. Yeah. So,
Pat, good talking to you, buddy. I know I'll be seeing you down the road. So,
will do, my brother. Thank you for everything you do. You're great.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
Pat.
Don.
See you, buddy.
Thanks. Thank you, Don. Thanks, Pistol.
Thank you.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Thanks, PB.